Hi there, is that... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi there, is that Meggie?
That is.
Yeah, hi there, Meggie. It's just Nathan speaking from MMA Legal. We're contacting regards to the Scottish redress compensation. Do you have a minute to speak?
I do, yeah.
Wonderful, okay. So you have applied online to have a phone call from ourselves. Basically, if you've been in care when you were younger, we can get you compensated if you suffered from any abuse, whether that's physical, mental, etc. Okay? The average claim is around £48,000. Obviously, it could be entitled to quite a lot more, maybe a bit less. Today's point is just basically to run through a statement with you and get the claim set up. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic, okay. So I've got it down as Meggie Peacock. Is that your actual name?
No, it's Margaret.
Okay, how do you spell your first name?
M-A-R-G-R-E-T.
M-A-R?
It's Margaret Peacock.
Margaret Peacock, yeah. So that's M-A, is it double T-E at the end?
No, it's just T-E.
Just T. Just one T, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And surname's Peacock. Nice and easy. Okay. Are you known by any other names when you was in care or anything like that, or have you always been known as Margaret Peacock?
Meggie. M-E-T-G-I-E.
Meggie, yeah. Okay. Can you confirm your date of birth for me, please, madam?
1908-94. Stop shouting, please.
1994, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And your best email address, is it meggie1908-94@gmail.com?
Yeah.
That's the one, okay. So I was going to pop that in there for you.
Is
this your best contact number, yeah?
It's in the kitchen, yeah.
It is, okay.
That's the lemon juice, it's in the kitchen. The fizzy one.
Is your title Miss or Mrs?
That's Miss.
Miss, M-I-S-S.
Yes.
There we go. This phone call should take around 10 minutes, just to let you know as well, all right? Not too long.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you recall the care home you was in, the name of it?
Bernardo's.
Bernardo's, yeah. We've heard of them quite often, so it should be very easy to claim against them. So you're not claiming against actual Bernardo's itself. The Scottish Government, you might know this anyway, but the Scottish Government have a massive fund for people who suffered abuse in care. So that's where the money comes from. So we're not clutching at straws or anything like that. We're more than likely going to get you compensated, okay, darling?
Right, so won't have to go to the carers or anything?
What's that, sorry?
So like, the carers won't find out that I've put a claim or anything?
Not at all, no. It's all private and confidential.
Right, that's fine.
Okay. So, we do have a new system, by the way, so if I'm standing a bit slow on it, I'm just getting my bearings a little bit still as well. You don't have any sort of terminal illnesses or anything like that, no?
No.
That's fantastic.
I do have a major depressive disorder, though. Like, I do have, like, mental health issues.
Yeah, that's not classed as a terminal illness. It's just in case you're going to... if you're going to die, you know, soon, unfortunately, they'd pay you out a bit quicker. That's fine. So, care settings.
Don't play
so it's Bernardo's, yeah?
Yeah.
And do you know the date range? So, did you go in 1990 to 2000? Do you know a rough estimation on that?
I was roughly about 3 until I was 16.
So you're there from about 3 until you're about 16, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're born in 1994, did you say?
Yeah.
So you're from about 1997 to about 2003, is it? My maths would be great, to be fair. About 2003.
About that, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you recall any people's names, any carers' names that gave you abuse, whether it's physical, mental, sexual, etc.?
Thelma Bennington.
Thelma?
Yeah.
Thelma. Is it Bennington?
Yeah.
Do you know how to spell that?
B-I-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N.
B-I-N-N. Yeah, that looks about right. Is Thelma spelled T-H-E-L-M-A?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've not spelled that name before. Any other names at all?
I don't know second names.
But there was, first names is fine.
I've been past pillar to post today, so there's that many that I actually can't remember their names.
Yeah, I can imagine for the amount of time you've been in care, you've probably suffered quite a lot, to be fair, based on what's took place. So we've got Thelma. Any other names to think of?
There's Jim.
Jim, J-I-M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember his wife's name, but he's had a wife.
Jim's wife, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Martha.
Martha?
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep reading them out and I'll type them in, darling, okay?
That's all the ones that I could remember, really.
Okay. Would you say there's others as well, though, yeah?
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. So was it just Bernardo's, as in the care sessions?
Yeah, I think
or was
so,
there
yeah.
Any other...
I think so.
Save. That's fine. Okay. Bernardo's. So, Bernardo's is spelled B-E-R-N-A-D-O-S.
Yes.
Is it Bernardo's?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to have to do is just Google that, you see, because it's not showing in our system. Bernardo's.
Then that's why you were needing the names.
It's just so they can put a DSTAR, it's got a data subject access request. So when we get all that information, it shows that they was obviously in care with you at that time, and it will also show that you're telling the truth in essence, that you was in care with them people. And also their names are going to be attached to other files where other children have been abused. So that kind of confirms that them people were abusing children, whether it's mental, sexual or physical, etc. So we're not going to contact them or anything like that and say, you know, you're claiming against them or anything like that, because that's not the case. It's the Scottish government who's going to be playing all this out, so you'll
but
never,
what
they'll
if,
never
like,
know
obviously
about.
They've not put a claim in, if you know what I mean.
How do you mean, sorry?
What if they've not put a claim in, if you know what I mean?
Who's not put a claim in, sorry?
Like, if anybody else has not put a claim in against them, if I'm, like, the first one.
Well, there's a very, very slim chance of that. Obviously, based on this scheme by the Scottish government, many care centres, et cetera, up and down Scotland have been subject to this. So, you know, in the worst case scenario for you, you just wouldn't receive any compensation. But based on what we're doing, you know, there's probably a 95% chance that you're going to get paid out on this. Okay?
Right.
All right. So, Bernardo, Scotland. Was it in Glasgow? Was it in... Where was
it? Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, yeah?
Between Edinburgh and Edinburgh.
Okay. So, did you sort of swap and change between them as well, or just stayed...
What was that, sorry?
Did you like get passed around to different Bernardo's?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I was passed to other people.
Yeah, okay. So how many different care homes was there, would you say?
Say at least six.
About six different ones, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, as I say, my system's just not finding the Edinburgh. There we go. So. Right.
So I've got in seven so far.
So you stayed in seven different ones since you've been in care, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm just looking for the... Just let me check with my colleague a very quick moment. One moment.
Yeah. You should have shoes on, Missy.
Hi there, Meggie. Can you just confirm your current address as well, please? Your door number?
It's 129.
129. And then the postcode?
KY2 6NG.
6 November Juliet,
Golf.
Was that?
Golf.
Go Golf, sorry. Golf, my apologies. And what's the street name?
Dallas Drive.
Dallas, as in like in America, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas Drive. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. And then going into the application section. As I say, I'm just filling in some details here for you, bear with me. So, would you have a beneficiary? So let's say, for example, you know, unfortunately you passed away in the next year or so. Who would you like the money to go to? What's their name?
It'll be my kids, if that's possible.
I believe it needs to be an adult who would receive it. Is that correct?
Yeah,
they need to be over 18, basically, to be classed as a beneficiary. So it would be maybe a close family member, a relative, or son or daughter if they're over 18, but based on your age, I don't think they will be. Would you have a close family member you would like it to go to?
Yes.
Yeah, what's their name, please, sorry?
Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiffany. Okay, and their surname?
Anderson.
Anderson.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we would need a phone number, if that's okay. Are you able to get out from there?
Yes,
we're not going to call them anytime soon, anything like that, just in case we need to. As I say, this is, you know, probably never going to happen. It's just in case.
That's 07423.
07423.
635.
635. 063. 063. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Just filling in details, bear with me, thank you.
That's what that means.
Right, going back into the care settings. So you said it was Barnardo's that you stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had several different locations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all under Barnardo's.
But it's all under Barnardo's, just to double check.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. We'll just put the one in. Rather than trying to find all these different locations, it'll take me about 10 minutes on the phone call. I'll just put in Barnardo's for now.
Right.
Areas in Barnardo's for
sure. So it was Edinburgh, wasn't it, one of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it all around Edinburgh, or where else was there?
There was a Scottish Borders all around there.
Scottish Borders around that area?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Fantastic.
And then Fife.
And Fife as well?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And the date range, as we stated, was between sort of 1997
mm-hmm.
up until around 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just to confirm the names again, you said Thelma?
Yeah.
This is a, yeah. Thelma, and
where
you...
Thelma,
where was Thelma? Was she, did you recall where Thelma was? Was it Edinburgh, or the Borders, or Fife? That's in Fife, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you've also mentioned Jim, and Jim's wife.
Yeah, that was in the Borders.
That's on the, in the Borders, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you mention another person's name?
Yeah, there was a few others that I can't obviously remember their names.
Yeah, and a few,
Martha.
Yeah, we'll just focus on that. Martha was another one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But was that Fife? Was that Edinburgh?
That was Scottish Borders.
Scottish Borders, yeah?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. And then you set off with quite a few other people as well, but you can't remember their names, stuff like that. That's fine, no problem.
We're going to get accepted by
So when we get accepted, we'll get more details and stuff like that anyway. So it's just basically getting sort of the bearings of everything at the minute. And obviously we can find out more information when we contact Scottish Redress for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll basically do everything for you. Okay. Yeah. Right. So moving on to the next section. I'm going to check everything is complete on this part for you. So you're known as, was it Meggie when you was in care? Meggie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The same thing.
And is it the same surname, Peacock?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And just moving forward, would you like your name to be shown as Meggie or...
Yeah, Meggie.
Yeah, you like to be called Meggie. Okay. Nice. You don't have any sort of criminal records or anything like that, no?
No.
Okay.
Do you have any
No.
That's brilliant, no problem. Yeah, okay. So so we're just going to go through the statement, okay? Obviously, I do appreciate this is potentially really sensitive, stuff like that. So it's all confidential, and it's just basically just getting a bit of a bearing of what we can claim back for. So starting off with your earliest memory, where was it? Was it Edinburgh or...?
Was pretty much Edinburgh.
Okay. And what type of abuse would you have suffered, if you don't mind me asking, please?
Emotional.
Emotional abuse, yeah?
Yeah.
And can you sort of give us a description of how that would have happened, please?
Just very much kept up in the room all the time, if you know what I mean. Like, me and my, there was always me and my brother.
So you and your brother was involved as well, okay?
Yeah.
So you've been locked up in rooms and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, locked up.
And always, like, treated different from everybody else and pushed to the side.
Yeah, okay, no, it's fine. So locked up in rooms constantly, being treated... If you do go quiet, I'm just typing, by the way. Obviously, this is a bit of a long-winded part for me. I'm just typing in. Treated different. Okay, so it's Edinburgh. You've got emotional abuse, locked up in different rooms constantly, being treated different than the other children. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, not to that one.
Okay. Okay, and then going on to, let's say, five. What do you recall from five?
That's quite a big one.
Is that a big one? Okay, well, as I say, I'm here to help, and I'm, you know, I've got all day, so just take your time. As I say, it's all confidential between me and you, okay?
That one is emotional abuse. And sort of like blackmail, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they also forced me to have an abortion as well.
Okay, so emotional abuse, being blackmailed, forced to have... and was that the abortion as a result of sexual abuse?
No.
No, okay. Fine. What age would you have been, if you don't mind me asking?
I was 16.
And sort of in terms of being blackmailed, can you give me a bit of a description?
Like, pretty much it was, you either get rid of the baby or you're going to be, obviously, not living in this house, in a baby unit.
Yeah, okay.
So obviously, they were obviously pushing me into getting me an abortion, so obviously I've got a roof over my head. So I've done the abortion, and then I still get shifted off to a young person's unit.
Okay, sorry for that.
After it anyway, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so they didn't even stick to their sort of a deal, in a sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's five.
Yes.
And then with the Scottish borders, what do you recall with that?
The Scottish borders was just physical.
Okay, so
like,
would you like to...
Me and my brother were obviously in that care system as well together. And whenever me and my brother go into the site, I'd get like the brunt of it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so are you older than your brother?
What was that, sorry?
Were you older than your brother, maybe?
No, I was younger. I was a baby.
Oh, bless you. Okay. So physical abuse. Can you sort of give me a sort of a description of that, of what's up?
Like, I'd be like grabbed like by the neck and stuff.
Grabbed by. Would you have been hit and stuff like that?
No, just like dragged to the bedroom and, you know.
Dragged around. Yeah. Dragged around. Okay. And any other memories from anywhere else at all, or?
On the Fife one.
Yeah.
I'd like to add, I don't know what I'll go under, but when my dad had died, they didn't tell me until after his funeral.
Oh, that's disgusting as well, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Also, didn't tell me.
And then when it comes to my mum, you know, they were trying to get me to not go to that one as well.
And they also, when your mum passed away, they're trying to make you not go to her funeral.
Yeah.
Right.
I had to pretty much demand to go.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it should be up to you, that shouldn't it, not them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got obviously Edinburgh, we've got five Scottish borders. Is there anything else you can recall?
No.
No, okay. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sort of just put you in hold for a minute or two, okay? I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to make them statements sound a little bit better for you. So when we send it off, it sounds, you know, better rather than me typing it there quickly. So I'm just going to generate a better statement. It's going to take about a minute, not too long. In the meantime, do you have photo ID and proof of address?
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay. So obviously to confirm that she was claiming, Scottish Redress do require us to get photo ID and proof of address. Do you have a different number for WhatsApp? Are you on this number?
I've got a different number for WhatsApp. I can't remember what the number is.
Okay, so it's just what I normally do. Yeah, if you can give it me now, I'll add it to my WhatsApp list. I'll send you a quick message.
It's 07535.
Yep.
499.
057. Okay, there we go. So if you could kindly take a photo of your photo ID and a proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months, that's going to prove it's you. Okay? Just while I'm putting you on hold for a minute or two, it kind of makes sense to get that out of the way now. So do you have them to hand or save on your mobile or anything like that?
Yeah, I've got them to hand.
You got it to hand. Okay, fantastic. So I've just sent you a message from my work WhatsApp number, just saying, hi, it's Nathan. Nice, short and sweet message. So if you can send them to that now, in the meantime, I'll go and create that statement a little bit better, and I'll be back on the phone in a minute or two. I've not gone anywhere. I'm just putting you on hold for a moment, okay?
Right, okay, dokie.
Okay, Megha, just give me a minute, and I'll be back in a minute for you, darling, okay?
Right, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 1 minute, thank you.
I've got that. But no one's a post. The back is fucked up, don't think. Thank you. We do.
Hi there, Maggie. I'm back now. Thanks for your patience with that. Really do appreciate it.
Hello.
Hi, darling. So I can see that you've sent me over your driver's license. Just going to check that. Yeah, that's in date. That's fantastic. And then also an online statement.
Wait, someone phoned it. Just wait. Yes, go get one.
I'm going to check that proof of address for you. Just one moment. It does say. It does say assessment period, 27th of February 25th. Would that be? Let me check with my manager for you. That's acceptable as a proof of address. Yeah. We'll send that off for you. In the off chance it's not accepted, I'll pop you a message. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the system has also sent out the agreement for you to sign. That's just to confirm that you're happy. Have you received a text message as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do before that is I'm just going to read out a little script so you understand what's kind of going on, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for the legal advice, and you can instruct ourselves under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal ski schemes, so if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, with the private agreement, obviously, we aim to get as much money as possible back for you. That's why we say an average claim is around £48,000. As I say, we can get a lot more than that back as well, all right? So it's a case of getting as much money back as possible for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that text message, have you clicked onto that link?
I have now.
Yeah, okay. So you just scroll down a little bit to the bottom, the big white box. You can use your pen like a finger, do a little signature, and then press execute.
I've done that.
Fantastic, okay. And in terms of any sort of fees involved, okay, it's a 20% fee, that's including VAT. So if you've got £100,000 back off the redress, we'd get 20, you'd get 80. But as I say, what's going to happen is in the next sort of 10 days, you're going to receive a phone call off our legal team, and they're just going to have a quick chat with you and run through a few more details, just to ensure you qualify, ensure that you're happy and things like that. Okay, Megha?
Yeah.
All right, so my job is pretty much complete for today, but that doesn't mean I'm not here to help. So if you've got any questions or any queries, do not hesitate.
So how long does this normally take, sorry?
The average claim, I believe it takes around, let me double check with you. Average claim, Andrew? 9 to 12 months, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I just wanted to double check. So from today, from with you signing that document, should take around 9 to 12 months.
Right, okay.
Okay. But as I say, Megha, any sort of questions that you might have, any queries over the next coming days, do not hesitate to pop me a message, okay?
Right, okie dokie, thank you.
All right, Megha, you enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for your time, darling. I appreciate
it. Right, thank you. Right, bye.
Thanks again. Take care. See you soon now. Bye-bye.
Yeah.